7:42 at 9:20 News Now. The Washington State Legislative Session wraps up later this week. Joining us now to fill us in on what's been going on, Spokane Valley Senator Mike Patton. Good morning, Senator Patton. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, good morning to you folks.
Senator Patton, you are the ranking member on the Law and Justice Committee. What's been accomplished to improve public safety this session, and where do you think the legislature has fallen short?
Well, I guess the number one thing that's been accomplished, and this has just happened really yesterday, is that both the Senate and House have passed an issue of 1113 to allow our law enforcement folks to be able to pursue criminals in a reasonable way again. Their hands have been tied really since 2021 when the Democrats passed restrictions limiting what they could pursue, and they made some slight adjustments last year. Now they will go back to the standard of reasonable suspicion, and they need to feel that the person they're pursuing poses a threat to the safety of others, and the safety risk of failing to apprehend the person are greater than the safety risk of pursuits. And the Spokane Police, Spokane County Sheriff can have individual policies. Normally, they would have a supervisor okay the chase. So that's one of the areas that has been a success, is an initiative that the people sent to the legislature. Over 438,000 folks signed the initiative. Does not have to go to the governor. It now will come into effect June 6th, unless there is a referendum, enough signatures are gathered by then to put it on the ballot, which seems highly unlikely. Areas that I feel we failed is the legislation I had that passed the Senate called the Repeat Property Offender Bill that would deal with these folks that have 10, 11, 12 or more property offenses. It becomes a way of life for them. Would allow our prosecutor, our outstanding prosecutor, Larry Haskell, to make a motion to a judge to get an enhanced sentence of a couple of years if they could prove that they were a repeat property offender, and the judge agreed. Now, that got killed in the House committee, along with another bill from Senator Linda Wilson of Vancouver that would have made it a felony for reckless endangerment of fentanyl. We have throughout the state these horrible situations where little babies have been dying because they've come in contact with fentanyl at their homes, and folks that are supposed to supervise them were grossly negligent. So those are a couple of areas I feel that were failures on the House not following through with what the Senate passed.
Talking with Spokane Valley Senator Mike Patton on 9:20 News Now. And real briefly, Senator Patton, you seem to be heavily involved over the years in bills and laws involving impaired driving. What progress have you made this year on that front?
Well, that's still up in the air. Again, the Senate has passed a bill. I've been trying for 4 years to get the look back extended. Right now, it takes on your fourth DUI within 10 years, it becomes a felony. Idaho and Oregon are three, and they don't have the time limit. This bill would just simply extend that time from 10 years to 15 years. The Senate has passed that. We're waiting for the House to concur, and that's House Bill 1493. If folks want to contact their House members and urge them to concur with the Senate amendments on that bill.
Very good. Spokane Valley Senator Mike Patton, it's always great to have you with us throughout the legislative session, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
It's always great to talk to you and your listeners. Thanks so much.